We need to take care of them in the same spirit that we take care of other members of our families and households. I think certainly the critical issue is whether or not we can bring them inside or keep them inside, and that is what we would strongly recommend, because that is the best set of circumstances they can be in, if you will, to weather the storm. If it's not possible, and here we're talking, I think, about dogs and cats primarily, but we may have bunnies and hutches too that need some extra attention at this time of the year. If we can't bring them inside, then we really need to be sure that they have adequate shelter and adequate bedding. And I think one of the things about shelter in this kind of situation where we had some strong winds and we may have additional winds, and the winds will drive the wind chill factor down, is to be sure that there are effective wind breaks. So it's one thing to have a cover, but if all the sides are open, the animal is going to be exposed to the cold and the wind. So we really want to be sure that they have good shelter, including a windbreak, and then bedding. There's just no substitute for adequate bedding in these cold times. And in order for them to maintain their body heat, and for some extra food too, because they're going to burn a lot of calories staying warm if they have to stay outside. And in order to do that, we need to be sure that we're feeding them more than we ordinarily feed them, whether that's larger portions when we do feed them or additional portions in the course of the day. And water is just simply a challenge this time of the year, because they need to have water that they can drink. And if they're outside, the water's going to freeze up real quick, and they're not going to be able to drink it. And there are different ways to deal with that situation. One is to run tap water out to them several times a day so that they have that water and can drink it. Another is to buy a heated bowl of some kind that keeps the water that's out there warm for them. And I would add, Blake, that while we think about small animals or companion animals mostly because they are companions, and they are members of our households or our families, we also need to think about medium and larger sized animals that are our responsibility. And there are many of the same considerations arise. We happen to have goats, and my family has a pair of goats. And since yesterday, we have been doing the things that we think we need to do to be sure that they're going to be as comfortable as possible. We're not bringing them inside, I wouldn't generally recommend people bring medium or large size animals inside, although I do know people who do bring goats inside. But we have we have added to their food portions on a regular base, and we'll do that all the way through the end of the cold spell, because they need those extra calories in order to stay warm. We have increased the bedding that they have, so that they have comfort, and moved them, as a matter of fact, from one pasture to another pasture, which has a better windbreak, because the wind is an independent factor in creating the overall effect of the weather on animals. And then water, I run water out to them two or three times a day, and they're always eager to have it. So we need to be sure that we're attentive to those needs with goats, and lots of people keep horses too, and they need the same consideration in terms of the conditions of care.